Warning. Warning. This show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised.
Are you ready to get your mind blown?
One angry New York City Puerto Rican decided to start a radio show, determined to piss the world off by shoving a mirror in front of society's face. He kicked them in the balls.
What are you? Who are you?
This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Crotch Shot Radio Show.
This is not a test. This is a broadcast transmission.
We're going to stay on the air.
And now, the weepy. The weepy.
Yo, welcome to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. We are on an active war against bullshit. We would do anything and everything to expose bullshit. The ends sometimes justify the means, so if you're angry and want the truth exposed, then strap in and prepare to be shocked. This is Smash Mouth Talk. If you cannot accept that, then fuck off. I'm your host, Louis B. I takes no bullshit from nobody. I actually expose the bullshit of society. And chop it up into easy to digest chunks for you. Today won't be any different. Today I am honored to welcome back to the show. It's been a long time. I started getting letters of why I don't have a more diverse guest come on my show. And I am joined today with the lovely, the talented, the curvaceous Mr. Lucario. What is popping indeed? Hold on, let me try to pull up, bring up your sound. I don't know what's going on. Playback, okay, Skype Linux beta. Okay, hopefully that works.
You can hear me good?
Yeah, now I can. Say something.
Yo, what's up?
All right, let me just pipe this up as loud as I can get it. Oh, that's why. Okay. Now we got it. All right. So, yeah, man, it's been a long time since one of the most talked about episodes I ever had. Still one of the funniest, man. I mean,
yeah.
Still one of the funniest. Like, I mean, I still believe looks do matter. Yeah, cause I mean that's what I'm told. That's what ladies tell me.
Right.
Even the fat girls. Even the fat girls. I mean, tell me, how am I getting curved by, like? And I'm not even trying to holler by these chicks that look like Precious.
I mean, I don't know. That's the thing. Well, you know, guys are sweating those type of girls. So, you know, that's what happens. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so, you know, with the whole looks thing, the thing is that, you know, looks matter and don't matter at the same time. So it basically cancels itself out. So if you say looks matter, then you're right. And if you say looks don't matter, you're also right. You know what I'm saying? So either way, you can go either direction. So it doesn't really matter at the end of the day. So I just say looks don't matter because I don't want to get guys to be caught up on the looks, because you can actually still get women without, you know, being like the typical or stereotypical good-looking guy. You know what I'm saying?
What is the stereotypical good-looking guy? in your opinion?
You said what is a stereotypical good-looking guy?
Yeah, in your opinion, what would one be? And appropriate answer for you would be me. as in you. I mean, if I was a gay gentleman.
Well, see, that's the thing. I don't really like to judge dudes on their looks, because it's right. Like, for what? You know what I'm saying? Because then I feel like it gets into a moist territory when you start doing all of that. You know what I mean? So I tell guys, look, focus on your game. Focus on what you need to do to get the girls you want, and then you'll be fine. You know what I mean? So they got, you know, those websites like SlutHate.com where these guys go on there and they look at male models and they're studying their faces, and I'm like, that's kind of moist right there. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, the thing is, I do, you know, I do study the type of men that most women, like, say that are good looking, so that way I know how to improve myself. Not because I'm like hating. It's like, okay, maybe I gotta do a couple sit ups.
Right. Well, I mean, yeah, I guess you can do that. But the thing is too is that, you know, you gotta really focus on, you know, like improving yourself to look the best you can be instead of trying to look like some other guy. You know what I mean? And a lot of guys, I feel like they'll try to mimic another type of guy or whatever, but it's more so, you know, figuring out your own style and what's going to make you unique, what's going to make you, you know, stand out, and then that's the thing that you, you know, you bring to the game when you're talking to women. Because the thing is like this, like, you know, if me and you go into a spot or a bar or whatever, and we're talking to different girls, you know what I mean? Certain girls might be into my look, and certain girls might be into your look. You see what I'm saying? So it's not necessarily, you know, one girl might say, oh, I think Mr. Lucario is hotter than Louie, and another girl might say, I think Louie is hotter than Mr. Lucario. You know what I'm saying? So it doesn't really matter.
Said no woman ever. Said no woman ever.
Why? What
you say? Said no one. Louie is hotter than Mr. Lucario. Bullshit. All right. So, like this is actually this is what I wanted to like ask you about. You know this whole, first of all, I think they're gorgeous. Ashley Graham, I forgot the other one's name, that, you know, these plus size models, or like to me I don't consider them plus size, they're more curvaceous. But that's just what I'm into. But you have a lot of women that, like, you have some women on the internet that are just, like, they're really, you know, medically defined obese.
Right.
And there's this movement that's been around for years, and I've spoken about it, about this whole body positivity movement, and it's usually these, you know, these females that look like Mark Henry from the WWE that look like, you know, they'll fuck you up, like, and right. they're the ones that will try to shame dudes into, like, trying to date them and shame dudes if they don't find them attractive. Yet I've never seen one dude even attempt to try to be like, well, ladies, if you don't like a guy, real men have curves, or if you don't like a guy with a gut,
right? Or, exactly.
If you don't like a guy with a gut, you might as well be a mutt, like something like that. I don't know.
Right. Like, not because that, you know, that's the double standard, though. You know what I mean? So, like, the thing is this. You know, I feel like a person should, you know, be as healthy as they can be and, you know, look the best they can. Mm-hmm. But no matter how you look, you know, you gotta love who you are, period. Mm-hmm. But the thing is that you can't really shame someone for not being into you and into how you look, because that's just, you know, that's what they're into, and that's what, you know, they're into one thing, they're not into another thing. It is what it is. You know what I mean? So it's like, you can't really get mad at somebody for, you know, their opinion. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
That's their opinion. You know what I mean? That's all it is.
Have you ever had to deal with someone that was coming on to you and you were like, dude, you're a meatball?
I mean, well, I don't have to deal with dudes coming on to me, but I had chicks that come on to me.
I'm talking about dude as in, like, chick, like, looking like
meat. Oh, you're talking about a woman.
Like,
okay.
Like a woman. I'm talking about a woman that looks like Meat Wob from Aqua Team Hunger Force.
Yeah, so you just put her in the friend zone. You know what I'm saying? Okay. That's it.
All right, so if there are any of Mr. Locario's fat friends listening, the reason why you're in the friend zone is because your blood sugar is at 500, and you might lose a toe, and ain't nobody want to see that shit.
Right.
this was the PSA of the show right now. So. Like a lot of what I'm also coming across when it comes to that is, like, I will get chicks that will be interested, and all of a sudden they just drop off. Like, you ask for the number,
right.
I learned from you. You ask for the number immediately,
right?
But then they don't come back to you.
Right. Well, that's the thing. That's why it's always a numbers game, because a lot of times when you're interacting with women, it's all about the moment and how they feel in the moment, and this is why you got to get the number fast, set a date fast, try to see them. Usually when you meet a chick, you want to be able to interact with her within the first 3 days that you meet her. You understand? So if you meet her on a Friday, you want to be seeing her again at least by, you know, Sunday or the latest Monday. You know what I'm saying? Because the thing is, you want to keep the momentum up. You understand? Because if the momentum dies down, then she might have met some other dude, or, you know, it's just not going to go the way that you expected. So I always say, you got to move fast, and you got to also play the numbers game, because there's going to be a lot of girls, you get their numbers and then they fall off, or they don't, you know, they don't want to see you anymore. They feel differently the next day. Because sometimes you might meet a girl one night, and then you could be at a bar talking to her, y'all making out, everything seems cool. And then let's say you don't get to really take her home that night. And you say, yeah, let's get together later this week or whatever. And then the next day she feels totally different. You know, you understand, than how she felt the night before. So
right.
It is what it is.
So, yeah, why in your opinion are women so skittish, like deer?
Right. again, like, it's literally just about the feelings.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, for us, for guys, we see a woman, we think she's hot. So in our mind, we're like, okay, I want to have sex with her. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah.
So that thought is going to stay there, you know, until we actually have the sex. It doesn't matter if we have it tomorrow or it takes a month, we still feel the same, like, you know, I want to have sex with her. You know what I mean? But for women,
right,
you know, they meet you on Friday, they're like, I want to have sex with him right now, and then on Sunday they don't want to have sex with you. So this is what I always tell guys, you know, I always say you have to strike while the pussy is hot.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So this is why if you meet a girl, you know, and you're at a bar, at a club, and then she's ready to make it happen that night, you need to make it happen that night if it's feasible for you to do that. You understand? So it's always about, you know, making it happen that moment. Now, once you start interacting with a woman, and let's say y'all keep seeing each other, and then she gets, you know, used to being with you and being around you, then it's like, you know, her feelings develop more and get stronger, you understand, mm-hmm. over time. But when it's that first sort of like meeting a girl, the first dates, all that, when it's like the new beginning stages,
mm-hmm.
her it's like super fickle. You understand? So that's how it goes.
So what do you usually teach guys in your classes?
Right. Usually what I teach guys is more so just how to first, you know, be confident, because that's like a big, huge thing that guys can't really, you know, get a grasp on. Because, you know, you always hear be confident, but it's like people don't understand what that means. They don't understand how to be confident. They feel like, well, I don't have anything to be confident about. And it's like, you know, confidence is all about, you know, how you feel about yourself. It's all about a feeling. It's about you being sure of yourself. It's about, you know, knowing who you are and what you're about. You know what I mean? And so that's sometimes takes time to develop because, you know, unfortunately we're in a society that has conditioned people to not be confident. It's conditioned people to be insecure, to feel like they need things outside of themselves to feel good. You know what I mean? So this is why even when we talk about earlier about the looks, and, you know, they say looks, money, and status, the, you know, LMS or whatever, guys think they need all those things to be confident. You understand? And they say, well, without that, I'm not going to be confident, which is why so many guys are going after those things, you know, in order to be attractive to women. You know what I mean?
That's what, I mean, I've read that book by The Mystery Method, and that's one of the things he says you need. You need to have your own place, you need to have good health, and you need to have wealth in order... You need to have these things in order to be able to attract women.
See, and that, and I don't agree with that. I think you need those things for you personally. You understand? Like, of course, you need, you know, you should have your own place because you want your own place as a man, right? You should have, you know, money for you. You understand what I'm saying? And all these other things for you. Now, the women, you know, that you're interacting with, you understand? Like, if that, you know, if they are able to, you know, get around you and be able to get in that situation with you, that's fine. And if they are attracted to you because of that, that's, you know, icing on the cake. But to, in order, if you're getting, if you're trying to get money to get girls, if you're trying to do this and do that to get women, then what happens is that you're starting off on the wrong path, because that's not really you being confident in yourself. That's you feeling like I can't get a girl unless I have this, this, and this. You see what I mean? So the thing is that if you feel like you need those things to get a girl, that's not confidence. You see what I mean? If you can get women without having any of those things, then you actually have true confidence, because you acquiring, you know, those situations with women is coming literally from you. You know what I'm saying? Not anything that you bought, not anything that you're showing off and all that other stuff. Nah, it's just you. It's your vibes, your aura, it's how you put yourself out there. This is why you have a lot of guys who are broke and, you know, don't got a pot to piss in, but you got these guys have women all over the place, because the thing is that they're so confident that when they're interacting with women, they know how to tap into a woman's emotions to make her feel, you know, certain things, and to make her, like, get attracted to him. Like, they even had that story the other day. I think this was, like, last year, where it was this homeless guy who was, you know, meeting chicks and spending the night at their house and everything. So this guy has no money, but he's getting girls. You see what I mean? So,
yeah, I mean, I was about to mention that when you said that. And actually, I do work, one of my jobs, I work at a homeless shelter. And who's pulling? It's these dusty motherfuckers that are just, they're getting these chicks. They're actually impregnating these chicks. And then these chicks end up having to end up living with them in the homeless shelter. And it's like, first of all, if you're crushing all this pussy, how much does a condom really cost?
Like, I mean, I don't know. Like, that's too much for them, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, there was this one dude that we ended up, I had to put him down, but he was like, he was coming to visit his girl that was living in the shelter, and we were like, you can't come up, you can't come in here, you don't live here. He didn't even have a phone to call his chick. You know what he did? He went to the Metro PCS store and used the display phone to call his chick to come downstairs.
Wow, that's crazy.
And he lived with his mom, and he had a baby with her. And wow. I'm like, you know, she was an all right looking girl, and I'm like, wow, here I am, I'm working two jobs. I think I look decent. I mean, I've been trying to upgrade my hairstyle and all this, trying to make myself, you know, presentable. and I'm getting curved by freaking, you know, chicks with, like, look like they got extra chromosomes. Be like, you need to stop eating at McDonald's.
Yeah, that happens. I'm telling you, like, at the end of the day, you see that the The reason why I advocate for guys to learn the game and understand the game is because every guy can do it. You understand? It's like, you know, so lucky for us,
yeah,
women aren't just into looks. You feel what I'm saying? Because a woman, she might, you know, a girl might see a guy and be attracted to him because she thinks he's cute or whatever. But at the same time, that same girl can be attracted to another guy just because he actually has game. You know what I'm saying? And it has nothing to do with his looks.
Mm-hmm.
So there's so many variables that go along with that. You know, for women, if, you know, guys, we have to be, you know, basically attracted to them. Like, we have to think they look good in order for us to, you know, really, really try to fuck with them. You know, guys, we'll most guys have sex with any girl. But you know what I'm saying? To, like, really, like, stick around and be really into a chick, it's a lot of physical, you know, aspects of it. For women to be into us, there's so many different variables that go along with that, which, you know, guys can really, you know, implement in their strategy.
Yeah, Mercury has to be in retrograde. The tide has to be at a certain level. The moon has to be full. You know, you have to, like, you have to slaughter a pig and read its entrails to see what fucking restaurant she wants to go to, because you know as fuck she don't know where the fuck she want to go. But you obviously choose the wrong one every goddamn time. And apparently, I just got the memo. Fucking, Chili's ain't a date. Like, what? I spent $40 on two plates of food. That ain't a date, motherfucker. We should have went to freaking Dallas BBQs. You fucking uptight twat. Okay, anyways, I don't know where the fuck I went. Anyways, back to you. So, and me going on that rant. So, like, it just came up with another question. Like, okay, now you got the confidence, you were able to get the girl. What is a proper date? Like, you know, you always you hear freaking what's the name of that restaurant? Applebee's is not a day. Red Lobster is not a day. This is not a day. Well, I'm not gonna spend $100 a plate on the first date.
Right. Well, see, the thing is, I tell guys, first of all, you shouldn't be going on dinner dates for a first date.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, a first date is really, you know, to get to see if you're basically feeling out the girl on that first date. You know what I'm saying? And she's also feeling you out. So, you know, the thing is that you know, you should be doing something cheap. And also, you know, I also encourage guys to, you know, set up a situation where the girl can also put in some money in to the date. You know what I mean? So, like, for example, if you go, I always say a good date is to go, you know, get drinks, right? So, like, if you go and get drinks, and you take a girl to get drinks or whatever, and you go to the spot or whatever, and you say, okay, cool, I'm going to get the first round, right? And then so that's setting her up to get the second round so that she's also putting something in. Because when it's the first date, you guys are just sort of getting to know each other, and you're not, you know, there's no guarantee you're going to even see each other again. So at the end of the day, technically, it doesn't make sense for you to be, you know, putting up all the money all the time. You understand what I'm saying? And the thing is, people always get the excuse. They're like, oh, well, it's not that much money. It's only, you know, a $10 drink. And I don't care if it's 25 cents.
Mm-hmm.
The point is that, you know, you should be putting in something and she should be putting in something so that it's equal at that level. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because then the thing is, if you're dating a lot of different women, or if you're going out dating, you know, women here and there, you know, first of all of that money adds up. And second of all, by not including her in the process of putting something down, what you're doing is that you're not giving her you're not putting her in the situation to feel like she has something to lose. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Right.
So, and this is why a lot of times when guys go out on dates with women, you know, they never see them again, or the girl plays games, or you even have guys who take women out to dinner,
mm-hmm.
and then these women will actually just basically use you for a free dinner. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
The point of the date is to sort of get to know each other. So when you want it to get, you want to get it to the point where, you know, it's not necessarily a thing about the money, but you want to also be able to, you know, have her invest so that it's not like she's just sort of sitting there and, you know, just judging and being like, yeah, well, whatever, I don't care about this guy, he sucks, and I'm just going to keep it moving. You understand what I'm saying? So you want it to be something where she's also putting down on a date. You know what I mean?
Right. Like, what I've come across, an experience that I had was, I met this girl on Plenty of Fish. I got her number, and I suggested, you know, as a first date, hey, let's go meet up in the neighborhood for some coffee, and we talk. She immediately shot that down. She's like, oh, no, I am tired of guys going cheap on me. I want to go on a real date. Like, how often, how have you heard, you know, how... In your many travels, have you heard of, you know, women making the next guy pay for another guy's mistakes?
Right, of course. It happens all the time. And those women, you got to just charge them to the game and keep it moving. Because the thing is, you know, what happens is that she's basically wanting you to have to deal with her not being able to have game and connect with a man, you understand, which is why she's saying, oh, you know, all the, I'm tired of this type of stuff, I'm tired of that type of stuff, and she's trying to dictate how the date should go between you and her, but that's not how it needs to go. So if she's on that type of vibe, then, you know, you just basically dodge the bullet from dealing with that type of woman. You know what I'm saying? So at least now you know, like, okay, I'm not going to deal with you, I'm going to go date someone else who understands what this is about. You see what I mean? Because if a woman is more concerned about, you know, how much the guy came on the date or what the guy is doing for the date, if she's more concerned about that than the actual guy on the date, then she's not into the guy. You understand what I'm saying? Because you literally could do anything with a woman on a date if she's into you, and it's not going to be an issue. You see what I mean? So you can go to, you know, the Whole Foods and buy some, I don't know, some popcorn or something and just sit in the park and talk and eat popcorn and drink soda or something. It doesn't even matter.
Right.
So if she's feeling you, she's going to enjoy her time with you. So it's about her enjoying time with you, not about how much you spent and where you took her and what you did. That's all, like, ego-driven stuff. See, what she's trying to do is she doesn't feel desired and she doesn't feel good. So what she's doing is she's using you to take her out so that she can feel good about herself. You see what I'm saying? So that's not even a date. That's you're just there to give her an ego boost.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So you don't gotta worry about none of that.
Yeah, I mean, there was this one time a girl, she was like, look, I need you to prove you're serious about wanting to get to know me. And I was like, how do you want me to do that? Buy me this Prada purse.
Really? That's hilarious. She's looking for a trick. That's what that is.
Yeah, and I'm like, I was like, okay. Then I asked her, and then she blocked me. I'm like, okay, if this doesn't work out, do I get the purse back?
Right.
She's like,
terrible out here.
She's like, no. I'm like, so, like, if it doesn't work out, I leave with nothing and you get a fucking consolation prize? Nah, fuck that. Man, and she's like, see, crazy. Why are you so cheap? That tells me you're not a real man. I'm like, what? If I'm gonna pay for pussy, if I'm gonna pay for it, I might as well get some pussy out of it. If I'm gonna be tricking,
right, exactly.
So yeah, you know, it's gotten to the point where, you know me, it's like I'm getting to the point where I'm just gonna go full MGTOW.
Right.
it's like just throw in the towel, Rock. You can't win, Rock.
Man, that's crazy out here, man. It's too many. And unfortunately, there's so many instances where, you know, you're gonna run into women who are like that. So that's, again, that's what I say. It's still a numbers game. You have to sift through a lot of the craziness and the nonsense and all of the tension whores, the gold diggers, the women who were, you know, just trying to get guys to entertain them. We got to, you know, sift through all of that to find the women who are, who understand what's going on. You know what I mean?
So where can you usually find women that are, like, not used up? they're not on there like, okay, well, you know, I've already had my fun. I've been on the dick carousel. It's time for me to settle down now that, you know, my vagina lips look like an inverted fucking, you know, elephant trunk. Like...
Well, I mean, in those situations, you know, you might need to, like, deal with some of the younger ones. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, God.
Yeah, I know. The older, and see, it's like either, it's funny because it's like either way has its pros and cons. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, the younger ones generally aren't as jaded as the older ones. But then the younger ones are a little bit more inexperienced, and they're annoying because they don't know what they want. You understand what I'm saying?
Either that, so, or they're what they're into is like, you might be into like going to the museum, and they want to fucking go see Grover at the Sesame Street ice skating show, and you're like, I can't do that because I don't want to end up on a list.
Right.
Like, what are we doing here? I am a 33-year-old man. I like to do 33-year-old man shit. Like,
exactly.
Like watch One Punch Man and perhaps geek out over Doctor Who. That's what 33-year-old meant. That's why I'm single. That's why. Right. We just figured it out.
Oh, man. That's funny.
It's like either you get the kids, like you said, you either get the chicks that are jaded, and you know they're making you pay for what their ex-husband did to them, and now they
exactly.
want either that, or you get the chicks that, or like, what do you think about Zayn? Listen to this song from One Direction, and you're like,
right.
No.
I know, it's tough out there.
Why you want me to do fucking borderline moist shit? Like, how is... Can I just be a man? Like, you got me out here sounding like I'm, like, middle-aged, like, her. Get off my lawn!
Yeah, it's crazy out here, man. It's like, you know, all the stuff you gotta go through. You know, it's... But see, again, like, this is why I tell guys that they need to understand the game, because the more you understand this stuff, the, you know, the less annoying it'll be to you, and the more beneficial it will be for you in the long run. Meaning, you know, the more things that you understand, and the more you know how to do certain things, then you're going to attract more of the woman you want, and then you're going to know when to charge certain girls to the game. You're going to know, you know, certain, you know, how to interact with women more. That's going to bring you the type of woman you want. Because, see, the thing is, the reason why a lot of guys aren't getting the type of girls they want is because they're not putting themselves in a position to basically practice the game. So, like, for example, if you are the type of guy who hardly talks to women, right? It's going to be harder for you to get women in general because you don't actually go out and talk to women. And so since you don't go out and talk to women, you don't know how you're going to feel and interact with women in general. So since you don't really know how you're going to feel, you don't know the, you know, what's going to go down when you interact with women. When you actually do decide to go and approach a girl, you don't really know what to say. You don't know how to respond to what she's saying. You don't really know how to move from small talk to flirting to building sexual tension. You don't know any of these things because you haven't practiced the game. So a lot of times what happens is that when you talk to a lot of different women, you start to see patterns of, you know, certain things of how women will act, you know, in certain situations. See, now every woman is an individual, right? But there are certain things that women do generally that you're going to see a lot of times when you are interacting with women. So what I notice is that when I would talk to certain girls, I would hear the same sort of responses a lot of times. So now that I would hear certain responses, I would already have something to respond back to that, because I already heard this like 10 times already. You know what I'm saying? Right. So then it moves the conversation along easier for me, because I know what to say now in most situations. A guy who hasn't been in those situations doesn't know what to say, doesn't know what to do, and doesn't know how to move the conversation along, and then therefore he doesn't get, you know, what he wants. You know what I mean? So, right.
So how do you...
That's the thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of hard to approach women, especially when you have, like, videos where it's like, oh, 10 hours of walking Manhattan, I'm tired of getting street harassed. You know, every time I'm at a bar or a single or speed dating, all these guys like to try to holler at me. Why can't they just leave me alone? Like, that's all you hear is how, like, oh, I'm at places where people usually go to meet other people, and it's like, why are these disgusting guys always trying to get with me? Like, no.
Right.
And it's, well, you know, and you know, it's like, you know, you wanna, you, like, there's this song, oh God, I forgot the name of this rapper, but it goes, Curve, it's called Curve. And the video is basically this chick, she's walking around, her, you know, she's wearing these short shorts and a bikini top, you know, with half her ass hanging out, and she's getting pissed off, guys are coming up and hollering at her, and this was like at a West Indian carnival type thing.
Right.
And you got all these guys, you know, hollering, trying to holler at her, and she's like curving them and getting upset. Right. It's like, what do women want? You don't want guys to holler at you, but you get mad because guys don't have the confidence to holler at you.
Right, and that's the thing. You can't really pay attention to what they're really you know, saying in those situations, because what they're saying in those situations, they're thinking about the times when they didn't like a guy who approached them, or the times when certain guys that they don't like approach them. Because see, what it is that I'd say, maybe you could say like 70, maybe 80% of guys that approach women, the women aren't into them. You feel what I'm saying? So they're getting more guys approaching them that they're not into than guys that they are into. You feel what I'm saying? So then, you know, when you ask a woman, oh, do you like when a guy comes and approach you in the street? They're like, oh no, I hate it. It's annoying because I'm just trying to go about my day, and then these guys bother me, and yada yada yada. Hmm. But they're every time you ask them that, they're thinking back to the guys that they don't like, which is most, you know, which is what they're encountering most of the time. Hmm. But as a guy, you gotta understand that that's not really your problem. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, that's something that she has to deal with in her everyday life, because of, you know, the way that you know, things are, women aren't approaching men, so men have to do it, period. So if a woman wants a guy that she's interested in, she also has to be able to sort of deal with the guys who she isn't interested in. You feel what I'm saying? The same way where I tell a guy, hey, if you want to get with a hot chick, or you want to get with a girl, You know, if you want a girl to cooperate with you, you're going to have to deal with the women who aren't cooperating with you. You got to take both. You can't just have one thing. It's like, in order for you to get that one thing, you're going to probably go through the other things you don't want. So the same thing happens for women. In order for her to get that guy who she's interested in, who she's attracted to, whatever, she's going to have to deal with guys who she isn't attracted to trying to holler at her. It's just the way that it goes. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, I mean, from what you see online and from what I've personally seen, it's like, you know, I'm not a psychic. I don't know if you are, I mean, but I'm assuming you're not. Like, you don't know what's in these chicks' heads, and it's like, you're trying to play the lotto here. Mm-hmm. And it's like, okay, is this shit gonna find me a try? Is there a way to, like, I don't know, using neurolinguistics or some form of, you know, body language reading. So that way, you know, before a guy even opens his mouth, he could tell whether, okay, is this going to work out? And you don't have to say how, because maybe you're saving that for the sessions. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. You know, before a guy approaches and is like, okay, and takes the risk of either, you know, getting cursed out or, you know, getting the cops called on him.
Right. Well, see, this is what I was saying earlier about practicing the game, because the more you do it, the more you pick up on the vibes of the situation. So the thing is that when you're talking to a girl, you'll be able to notice if she's feeling you or not. So if you notice that she's sort of feeling it, then you can continue, you know, the interaction. If you notice she's not, then you can sort of just, you know, keep it moving at that point. But it's all about you being able to read the room and read social situations. And so, unfortunately, a lot of guys, since they haven't practiced talking to women, they don't really know how to do that. So the more that you interact with women, the more that you'll be able to read those interactions. But also, too, it's also about what you say and what you talk about in the conversation that you're having with a woman. Because sometimes, like, let's say, for example, if you approach a woman and you start talking to her, like, it could be anything you say out your mouth. And then let's say she has this demeanor already where she's, like, annoyed because she's like, oh, here goes another guy trying to talk to me or whatever. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And so let's say she's not necessarily even that receptive to you at that point. Now, depending on, you know, what you say and how you, you know, interact with her and the things that you're talking about, that situation can be turned around where she now is actually engaged in the conversation, and then she's actually talking to you, and then things progress and you get her number, blah blah blah. You understand what I'm saying? So again, that also goes with seeing the vibe of the situation, because when you first opened your mouth and she had that little look on her face like, oh, some guy's trying to talk to me now, you know, not this again, blah blah blah, right? And then you said whatever you said, and then she responded, and now you had something else that you could say back to her, and now y'all are getting in the conversation. And her initial feel of, oh, I don't really want to talk to this guy, has turned into, oh, I'm actually into this guy. Mm-hmm. You understand? Because a lot of times, what guys also need to understand is that women generally will sometimes, you know, dismiss a guy or sort of like be standoffish, basically by habit. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because they're so used to rejecting guys that a guy who she might be actually interested in will approach her, and she'll automatically reject him, or not necessarily reject him, but automatically be standoffish because that's what she's used to doing. You understand what I'm saying? So it's like, even I remember, you know, I always say this story where I was walking and I saw this girl, her scarf fell. And, you know, I picked up her scarf, and I was walking up toward her to give her a scarf. I'm like, hey, miss, excuse me, miss, you know. And so she thinks that I'm trying to get with her. You understand what I'm saying? So she hasn't even seen me. Like, all she can hear is my voice and me walking up to her and saying something. So she's automatically trying to reject me or be standoffish because she thinks that I'm trying to holler at her. And so since she's been hollered at by so many dudes who she doesn't like, she's automatically in that zone of rejecting. Mm-hmm. And I'm not even trying to talk to her. I'm just giving her a scarf. So when she turned around, or I got like at the side of her and she sort of like turned and saw that I had her scarf, she looked sort of embarrassed, like, oh, sorry, thank you, blah, 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 blah. You understand? Yeah. But that initial feel was her just doing that, because that's how she, you know, she's automatically doing it because it became a habit. So I want guys to understand that sometimes that goes down where, you know, a chick will do that because it's become a habit, but you don't want to necessarily let that throw you off. But again, you need to be able to be well-versed in the game, because you need to understand or notice if what she's doing is habitual or if she's doing it because she actually is not into you. You understand? So it's all these little things that you'll pick up on once you start to implement what you're trying to do.
Yeah. What I started doing was I started curving girls. Like, I would go up to a woman and I'd be like, miss, you're just not my type. And I just walk away. either that, or I like to do, I like to break up with women, like have like a really loud argument, like, and these are women I don't know. I'd be like, I know you were cheating on me with him. We're through, and walk away.
Right. It's funny.
It never works out for me. It's a giggle for myself.
Right.
And they're sit there looking, you know, embarrassed.
Yeah.
And I'm just looking like a complete maniac because I'm just laughing hysterically to myself. Like, what?
Right.
Look at the chaos I've wrought.
Right.
And now we just figured out another reason why I'm single.
Oh, man. Now you just gotta, you know, just gotta be upfront with them and be clear about what you want, and then, you know, and be like, look, here, you know, give me a number, I'm gonna hit you up, we're gonna go out and get a drink, and that's that. That's really, you know, a lot of it is real simple, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I tell these guys, like, it's not as complicated as guys make it out to be, you know what I mean?
Are you sure it's the guys that make it complicated, or is these chicks that are like, oh, I want to be treated a certain way because I'm tired of my last boyfriend, he didn't go to Jared. He went to Zales like a fucking faggot.
But see, that's the thing. The thing is that, you know, it's a lot about the guys making it complicated. I'm going to tell you how.
Okay.
A woman, she's going to do what she's going to do, right? Mm-hmm. So in order for you to make it simple as a guy is that if she's not doing what you want her to do, then you don't deal with her.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? It's really that simple. Because the thing is, there's so many women on earth, there's no reason for you to waste time with a woman who's not cooperating with and following your program. So that's why I say that guys make it so complicated is that, you know, like, the whole thing is really simple. It's like, okay, you want to go get some women, you approach a number of different women, and you let them know what you're trying to do, right? Out of those women, let's say you approach 100, maybe 10 of them will be down for what you're trying to do. You understand what I'm saying? So then you say, okay, I notice every 100 girls I talk to, 10 of them is down for what I'm trying to do. So if I wanted another 10 girls, I just talk to another 100 girls. You feel what I'm saying? And then out of those 10 girls or whatever, let's say if you're trying to have sex with them, let's say maybe 3 or 4 of them have sex with you. And then the other 6 are just, you know, being uncooperative when they're playing games or whatever. All right, cool. Y'all playing games? I'm going to kick you out to the curb. I'm going to just focus on these 3 or 4 that's dealing with me.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? But see, guys make it complicated because they have that one girl in their school that they think is extra special, and they just have to have her. And she's the love of his life, and but he's never talked to her at all. He doesn't even really, they never had a conversation, scared to approach her. They've never really talked, but, you know, he's in love with her. He has that girl, you understand? And it's ridiculous. So these guys are making it more complicated than it needs to be, and all they need to do is figure out what they're trying to do and what they want to make happen, and then work on their game, work on, you know, putting themselves out there to actually get what they want. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? It's not that crazy to make it go down. You know?
I see. Well, with the last 10 minutes we got here, because I know you got to go, because, you know, there are guys out there, you know, they need your help. They threw up the Lucario signal, which is basically a blue balls. I mean, okay, this is something I come across often. I'm one of the two guys that still use Craigslist.
Mm-hmm.
What I've come across are chicks will answer my ad, but they don't want to send pictures. They want to talk. They're like, come on, talk to me. And I'm like, I shut that shit down quick. I'm like, no. I put my picture out there. If you can't show me a picture, then you have something to... I can't... No. No, because... Because the last time I did that, I ended up getting something inserted in me that I didn't want inserted. now I fucking verify.
You need to get up a Craigslist, man. You gotta, you know... Gotta hit them up on these dating sites or Facebook or something, man.
I like my women... that have low morals and even lower standards. I'm at the age where I'm like, okay, well, you know, you got a pulse. Beep.
I'm saying, bleep, you know, can't you go, like you me? Can't go that low now.
Bleep, you like me? Bleep, bleep. Okay.
Oh man.
I got it. But yeah, I mean, it's frustrating. I mean, like, what's up with women nowadays? They just want to be fucking mysterious, and they don't want you to get to know them before they get to know you. And it's like you're putting all your cards on the table, and you still don't know who the fuck you're dealing with, or even if she's even worth the effort.
Yeah, and that's why you gotta question them, man. You gotta see what's really going on. You understand what I'm saying? So like, a lot of times, and this is the thing that guys need to understand about women, is that a woman can tell what type of guy she's dealing with. You understand? And so she can tell if she's dealing with a guy who doesn't really have that much experience with women. She can tell she's dealing with a guy who's nervous to be around a woman. She can tell when she's dealing with a guy who's confident. Like, they can tell because they've interacted with all these different types of guys. You know what I mean? So the thing is that, you know, if she notices that you're the type of guy who's gullible and who's going to fall for the, I gotta get to know a guy for like 6 months before I have sex with him.
Sure.
If she knows he's falling for that, then she's gonna do that, and she's gonna, you know, keep you around and have you taken around on all these dates and spending all this time and doing all this other craziness, and you still ain't having sex with her. And then after she leaves you, she's gonna have sex with that other guy.
Yeah.
Who knows better? You know what I'm saying? And that's how the game is played. You know what I mean? So
yeah. That's
why when you approach you, you have to let the ball.
Oh, you're cutting in and out.
It doesn't have to be a verbal thing where they, you know, you're saying, hey, this is the type of guy I am. But it has to be shown through a lot of, like, with your actions and your vibe and everything else.
Yeah. I mean, goodness, what was I about to say? Holy crap. I can't believe I just blanked out just now. It'll come to me. But you have a class coming up, don't you?
Yeah, I'm doing the Bad Boy Seminar, which is on March 25th, 2017.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's going to be dope. It's going to be in Times Square, 1501 Broadway. The Paramount Building, and you know, guys can go get tickets at MrLocario.com. That's MrLocario.com. So you can get your tickets there. We got a few tickets left, so make sure you guys come through and get that, because the seminar is going to be crazy. It's going to be off the hook, and it's going to be tight, man. You know.
So what are you going to be covering during this seminar?
Yeah, so we're going to be talking about a lot of different things. We're going to be talking about, you know, I'm going to talk about more about confidence, like how to really step your confidence game up. I'm going to be talking about, you know, approaching women, and also how to, like, correctly approach women in the street, because, you know, I know that's, like, a big thing. So I talk about how to actually do that, how to make it, you know, how to actually effectively get women's information and phone numbers, how to close the deal better. I'm going to be talking about different ways to deal with flaky women, because that's a big issue in the game where guys are dealing with a lot of flakes. So I you know, show how to actually, you know, deal with that situation. And, you know, so a whole bunch of other different stuff we're going to talk about on the seminar. So it's going to be tight.
Do you teach the proper stance to take when you are going to grab a woman by her pussy?
Yeah, I say don't until you're in the bedroom. You feel me?
Don't. Oh, okay.
Right.
What if you are you? Can you just like rush up and be like, ha ha, take that?
Oh, nah.
Nah?
That's too many problems right there. You know what I'm saying?
I see. So even you can't do that.
Exactly.
You're not famous enough yet. So hopefully
exactly, right.
Hopefully one day. Like, you know, that's a dream of mine to hopefully be so famous that I could sexually assault a woman and it just doesn't matter. No, I'm just kidding.
Crazy.
I'm joking because I know somebody be like, oh my goodness, he's making rape jokes. Oh my goodness. No, I didn't make a rape joke. Right. I made a sexual assault joke. Big difference.
Oh shit.
It's only rape if you penetrate. But if you smack her on the ass, that's sexual assault. I know the laws. One's jail time, the other's a fine. No, it's not. Crazy. I don't know. That's a lie. Don't just wait for someone's permission, Jesus. Is that really that hard, guys? So, all right. So definitely check him out at MrLocario.com. That's
okay. It's www.MrLocario.com. MrLocario.com. And also check out my other site, BadBoyMembership.com, where you get 45 through 90 minute audio and video dating advice tutorials every month. Yeah.
Is MrLocarioTV.com still up?
Oh, yeah. You can check that out, too. That's the blog site. I got so many websites, you know, I don't want to name them all. But, yeah, MrLocarioTV.com. You can go to ILookSexyNaked.com.
Mm-hmm.
You can also go to UndeniableGame.com. You should get my free audio program. So there's a lot of stuff out there.
Jesus, why so many websites?
I know, it's a lot of different things out there. The game is heavy, man.
Wow. Also, you can follow Mr. Locario at Real Mr. Locario on the Twitters. Follow him on Facebook at facebook.com/Mr. Locario. Or you could check out his Amazon. I just Googled you. Either that or...
You're on Amazon, too.
Yeah, you're on Amazon, too. You could check his Facebook, his YouTube, youtube.com/MrLocario.
Yeah.
And like he tells his a lot of his girlfriends after sex, the truth is now inside of you.
Exactly. Oh man. I appreciate you having me on, man.
No, it's always a blast to have you on, brother. You know, you're one of my favorites. You know, you're always welcome to come on whenever you want. As always, you have that open invitation. Like, be like, you know, just call me like, Louis, I want to get on the fucking show. And I'm like, yes, sir. All
right, that's what's up, man. All right, so I'm going to holler at you later, man.
Alrighty, man. Thank you, Mr. Locario, for coming on. Like to thank everyone for listening. Be sure to follow me on Facebook, which is facebook.com/LouisBComedy. I'm not going to be post. I'm not able to post because I'm on a 30-day ban for calling someone a wetback. That was a hang up. And you can also follow me, but you can follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/LouisB1. I'm also on Gab at LouisB1, Instagram at LouisB1. Follow the Crotch Shot Radio Show on iTunes by searching the Crotch Shot Radio Show. I'm also on iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and of course, Spreaker.com. Just search for the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Subscribe for free, and you could download all these shows that I do. Feel free to like, comment, and subscribe. And as always, from my house to your house, mahalo.
That's the end of my show. Donk.